Mickey, you were the first to re-sign for Storm. We spoke at the time. Back then, did you have any idea of who else would be joining in the team?
Obviously, there was a few conversations about the girls that was part of the squad last year, but nothing had really been set in stone. And to be honest, my main concern was kind of selfish and just worrying about me. So we're definitely looking forward to the squad changing slightly, but still keep a couple of familiar faces in there as well.
So it was nice then that Georgia and Katie confirmed everything shortly afterwards.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I've played with Georgia since I was probably around 14, 15. So that's definitely a face that I know very well and is a good friend of mine off of the court. So it was amazing that she re-signed. And the same goes for Katie. I mean, we've been playing netball since we both joined university. So, again, another familiar face I was very glad to see.
It was media day the other day. How much did you enjoy that side of things?
That was amazing. Really, really good to see and meet all of the girls from the other franchises. A few teams sent along their imports who I'd never met before, so it was really good to see them off of the court and in a friendly environment. And, yeah, great opportunity and a lot of exposure, what with Sky being there. So, yeah, lots of interviews and madness going on throughout the day.
The build-up's already started, and it's nice to see that they're using even 10 seconds of last year's final. That sets me off. So what's that like for you when you see things like that?
I think the build-up has been great this year, and I think we're all just absolutely craving and chomping at the bit to hit the ground running in terms of the Super League starting. And, yeah, fantastic to see that our final from last year is being used as promotion, and so it should, you know. It was a cracking game, two teams competing at the high level and pushing each other to the absolute limit, and thank God that we managed to come out with a win.
Have you still got it on your Skybox at home?
Of course, I've got games going back many, many years. I'm a bit of a netball nut, so any chance I can get to sit and watch it, whether it be my team or any other team, I certainly keep those on there.
And it's important as well that Sky are getting behind the whole sport. There's a new deal, and obviously you're part of the Sky Sports Mix promo. What was that like when you first saw that?
I had no idea. I only found out through somebody notifying me and letting me know. So that was a really, really nice surprise. And obviously, yeah, really, really pleased to be a part of that. And as you say, fantastic for Sky to be back on board again this year. The exposure last year was brilliant. So it would be amazing if we could push that on again this year. And obviously what was England and Australia just competing live on BBC as well, that's an amazing step forward for women's sport in general and netball specifically.
Very much so. I mean, it's all things I add into it. I mean, we've seen England v Australia and Wales v the Silver Ferns. It's building on the support that's already there and attracting new people to the game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the support has always been there. I mean, I know from a Storm point of view, our home games sell out well before the season even starts, and the inclusion of the Copper Box and that selling out as well, and more franchises are moving to arena statuses now. You've got obviously Manchester Arena, they do a game. You've got the Wasps that will now play out of the Rico Arena. So the support has always been there. So now it's amazing that we can branch that out even further and get more exposure to people who potentially can't travel to a game.
You've had a couple of coaches in your time. I'm just wondered how Tanya compares.
Tanya's amazing just in her own right. I think the knowledge that she brings and her different take on the game, you know, she's obviously been over in ANZ and coaching over there for the Central Pulse and the tactics. So it's amazing just to see how simple she looks at the game and the clear, concise instructions that she gives you as a player. She doesn't bombard you with information. She just gives you maybe one or two things that you need to make sure that that's your focal point when you go into training or a match. And, you know, she's hugely professional. She's all about the team and making sure we are together as a team. So it's been fantastic to have her so far. I feel very lucky.
And you're noticing differences in your game?
For me personally, yeah. You know, I'm always trying to adapt and evolve as an athlete. You know, I am 23, so I'm still relatively young. And I know I've got a hell of a long way to go before I reached the peak of my career, if you like. So any information I can take on board at all, whether that be from Tanya as my head coach or my assistant coaches in Rianne, that would be the first thing that I try and put out on court.
How good is it to be working with Nader again?
Oh, fantastic. You know, me and Nada go back a long way, back into our Mavericks days. She, as an athlete, in my opinion, is one of the best that this game has to offer. You know, she's gone through an absolute mammoth journey to get where she is now in terms of the comeback from every injury. And the fact that when she plays, you have no idea that she's just gone through 8 months or 9 months of hell to get to that point, because she can still jump higher than anybody else and fly harder onto an interception is amazing. So yeah, fantastic for Storm to get her into the franchise, and can't wait to for that first game of the season when we can hit the ground running with Nate.
And another side of things, Megan, yeah. What's she like?
Megs is a great addition to Storm. She's a fantastic person, so lovely. I think she's having a great time as well, being over here and adapting to the physicality and the nature of our game over here in the Super League. She is so strong and so willing to put the work in. You know, she shuttles with the rest of us. She's happy to take shots from anywhere inside that circle. So she just exudes confidence, which then gives the rest of the team confidence as well. So again, feel very, very privileged to have her among our team.
And when that signing was announced, was it, as a player, something of a shock, or was that almost the final straw and like, yeah, we're ready to go now?
I think we knew that we had a strong squad regardless. You know, before Meg came into the mix, we was more than happy to proceed with the squad that we had, and everyone was putting out fantastic performances, and the shooters were definitely holding their own. But having that addition into the mix, again, the experience that Megan brings with her ANZ caps, and she's also played, obviously, for New Zealand in basketball, so she brings a hell of a lot of experience from that as well. Just the way that she reads the game and the impact that she has, especially on us as mid-quarters in terms of where we place the ball and how we work her into the game, she's definitely improved our skills in that sense.
Things have been going all right in the friendlies. I was there at Team Northumbria, and obviously people like Frankie and Scarlett seem to be setting in well.
Definitely. I think all of the girls that have come over to the franchise so far, I mean, we've been training since August, so we've had such a long pre-season, and all of the girls that were new this season have had a lot of time to gel with us as a group. And it's great to get that run out against teams like, you know, Team Northumbria, and it's a long journey up there, and really good for everybody to get out on the court, get some quality court time underneath their belt, and everybody stood up to that occasion.
The season is days away. I bet you can't wait for the game against Stars.
I am literally chomping at the bit to get out there on that court. First game of the season, a home game at our venue at Surrey Sports Park. It's a sold out game already, and we've still got a week to go. So, yeah, to say I'm excited is a big understatement.
Well, it's training, and I don't want to be in trouble from Tanya, so I better let you go.
Definitely not. Thank you so much.